This is Unit 7 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. In this unit, you will learn to ask about the identity of people, to inquire about the meaning of certain words in Arabic or English, and how to introduce people to one another. Listen to this Arabic conversation in a hotel lobby where a couple is picking you up to show you around the city.
مرحبا.
أهلين.
أنت مستر براون؟
نعم.
شرفنا. هذا زوجي.
شرفنا.
وين زوجتك؟
زوجتي مو هون.
Listen to it again.
مرحبا.
أهلين.
أنت مستر براون؟
نعم.
تشرفنا. هذا زوجي.
تشرفنا.
وين زوجتك؟
زوجتي مو هون.
How do you say you address to a man?
أنت. أنت.
Do you remember the word for American?
أمريكي. أمريكي.
Say to a man, you are American.
أنت أمريكي. أنت أمريكي.
Ask a man if he is American.
أنت أمريكي. أنت أمريكي.
How would someone ask you if you were an Englishman?
أنت إنجليزي. أنت إنجليزي.
How would the question sound if you were a woman?
أنت إنجليزية؟ أنت إنجليزية؟
Arabs have their own terms of address. However, they may use foreign terms with foreign people. They may use Mr. and Mrs. with English-speaking people. Here's how someone might ask you whether you are Mr. Brown.
أنت مستر براون؟ أنت مستر براون؟
How would someone ask you if you are Mrs. Johnson?
أنت Mrs. Johnson؟ أنت Mrs. Johnson؟
Here's how an unmarried woman is addressed.
آنسي. آنسي.
If her first name were Rima, for example, you could address her as
آنسي ريما. آنسي ريما.
A married woman is addressed in several ways, one of which is this.
ست. Sit.
It rhymes with the English word sit. How do you address a married woman?
Sit. Sit.
If her name were Iman, for example, you could call her
Sit Iman. Sit Iman.
You may, however, address men using their first names. If you don't know the name, you may use a term by itself similar to Mr. Here it is.
Sayyid. Sayyid.
This term is usually preceded by another word, yeah, when addressing someone whose name you don't know. Say it with yeah.
Ya Sayyid. Ya Sayyid.
This is more like Mr. or Sir. How do you address a man whose name you don't know?
Ya Sayyid. Ya Sayyid.
Suppose a man comes up to you in the hotel lobby and introduces himself. He would say, I am so-and-so. How does he say I?
Anna. Anna.
Say, I am Michael. Remember, there is no am in Arabic.
Anna Michael. Anna Michael.
If a woman's name is Stephanie, how does she introduce herself?
Anna Stephanie. Anna Stephanie.
It is polite to respond to people introduced to you by the following phrase, which is similar to pleased to meet you or how do you do.
شرفنا. تشرفنا.
This is an invariable phrase. Its form does not change whether used by men or women. How do you say, pleased to meet you?
تشرفنا. تشرفنا.
Do you remember how to say hello?
مرحبا. مرحبا.
How do you respond to this greeting?
أهلين. أهلين.
How do you ask about the well-being of someone?
كيف الحال؟ كيف الحال؟
How do you respond to this question if you were a woman?
منيحة. منيحة.
But if you are a man, you should say
منيح. منيح.
Here's the word for husband.
زوج. زوج.
How do you say husband in Arabic?
زوج. زوج.
Here's how to say my husband.
زوجي. زوجي.
Note that my is represented by an E sound added to the end of the word. Say my husband again.
زوجي. زوجي.
Do you remember the word for this for the masculine?
هذا. هذا.
Say, this is my husband. Remember, there is no is in Arabic.
هذا زوجي. هذا زوجي.
This is the word for my wife.
زوجتي. زوجتي.
Notice the similarity in pronunciation with my husband. The only difference is the T sound preceding the final possessive E ending. Say my wife again.
زوجتي. زوجتي.
Do you remember the word for this for the feminine?
هي. هي.
Say, this is my wife.
هي زوجتي. هي زوجتي.
How do you say, how do you do?
تشرفنا. تشرفنا.
Suppose you are in a souvenir shop and you want to inquire about something. How do you say, what's this?
شو هذا؟ شو هذا؟
What's the word for what?
شو؟ شو؟
Nouns and adjectives in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. You have already learned to distinguish some of them. Say again the form of the word for this used with the masculine nouns.
هذا. هذا.
Do you remember how to say, this is my husband?
هذا زوجي. هذا زوجي.
And what is the form of the word for this used with feminine nouns?
هي. هي.
Do you remember how to say, this is my wife?
هي زوجتي. هي زوجتي.
So, if you are inquiring about some object which you know is masculine, here's what you should say.
شو هذا؟ شو هذا؟
But if you know the thing is feminine, you should use the feminine form of this. Here's what's this, referring to a feminine thing. Remember that if you don't know the gender of the object to which you are referring, either phrase will do.
شو هي؟ شو هي؟
Here's the word for who.
مين؟ مين؟
Ask who is this, referring to a man.
مين هذا؟ مين هذا؟
How do you ask who is this, referring to a man?
مين هذا؟ مين هذا؟
Ask who is this, referring to a woman.
مين هي؟ مين هي؟
How do you ask who is this, referring to a woman?
مين هي؟ مين هي؟
Do you remember the word for where?
When. When.
Do you remember the word for Marjé Square?
ساحة المرجي. ساحة المرجي.
Ask where the Marjé Square is.
وين ساحة المرجي؟ وين ساحة المرجي؟
Let's build the question up from the end, word by word.
المرجي. ساحة المرجي. وين ساحة المرجي؟
Rima is a girl's name. Ask where Rima is.
وين ريما؟ وين ريما؟
Do you remember the word for my wife?
زوجتي. زوجتي.
Here's how to say your wife addressed to a man.
زوجتك. زوجتك.
The stem of the word zojd is followed by the uk ending because it is addressed to a man. How do you say your wife?
Zojtak. Zojtak.
Ask a man where his wife is.
When zojtak? When zojtak?
How do you say my husband?
Zoji. Zoji.
Here's how to say your husband.
Zojik. Zojik.
The word zoj is followed by the ik ending, indicating that the word is addressed to a woman. Say your husband addressed to a woman.
Zojik. Zojik.
Ask a woman where her husband is.
وين زوجك؟ وين زوجك؟
Do you remember the word for here?
هون. هون.
How do you say not here?
مو هون. مو هون.
Say, my wife is not here.
زوجتي مو هون. زوجتي مو هون.
Suppose you are in a square and you want to know whether it is the Marjé Square. Remember that the word for square is feminine. How do you say, is this the Marjé Square?
هي ساحة المرجي. هي ساحة المرجي.
Do you remember the word for the Umayyad Mosque? Remember that the word for mosque is masculine. How do you say, is this the Umayyad Mosque?
هذا الجامع الأموي. هذا الجامع الأموي؟
The word for hotel is also masculine. How do you say hotel?
Hotel. Hotel.
Now ask, is this the Sheraton Hotel?
هذا أوتيل شيراتون؟ هذا أوتيل شيراتون؟
Let's build it up from the end, word by word.
شيراتون. أوتيل شيراتون. هذا أوتيل شيراتون؟
Ask where the Sheraton Hotel is.
وين أوتيل شيراتون؟ وين أوتيل شيراتون؟
Do you remember the Arabic word for hotel?
فندق. فندق.
What are the words for the sham hotel?
فندق الشام. فندق الشام.
Ask, is this the sham hotel?
هذا فندق الشام. هذا فندق الشام.
Suppose it is not the sham hotel. You may be told, no, the sham hotel is over there. Listen.
لا, فندق الشام هنيك. لا, فندق الشام هنيك.
How do you say no? The sham hotel is over there.
لا, فندق الشام هنيك. لا, فندق الشام هنيك.
Do you remember how to say, do you speak English?
بتحكي إنجليزي؟ بتحكي إنجليزي؟
Suppose you have asked someone a question and the answer was too fast for you to understand. This is how you say, could you speak slowly?
ممكن تحكي شوي شوي؟ ممكن تحكي شوي شوي؟
Let's build it up from the end.
شوي. شوي شوي. تحكي شوي شوي. ممكن تحكي شوي شوي.
What is the word for slowly?
شوي شوي. شوي شوي.
What is the word for you speak?
تحكي. تحكي.
What's the word for could?
ممكن. ممكن.
Say, could you speak slowly?
ممكن تحكي شوي شوي. ممكن تحكي شوي شوي.
But if the answer is repeated to you slowly and you still don't understand, you may say, I don't understand. Do you remember how to say that?
ما فهمت. ما فهمت.
This is a very useful phrase. Say it again. I don't understand.
ما فهمت. ما فهمت.
If the response contains a number, for example, and you still don't understand it, you can always say, write it down, please. Listen.
اكتبه من فضلك. اكتبه من فضلك.
Let's start with the words for please, addressed to a man.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
Note the uk ending on the end of the word used when addressing a man. Say please to a man.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
How do you say please to a woman?
من فضلك. من فضلك.
Note the ick ending on the end used when addressing a woman. Say please to a woman.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
There is one word in this utterance for write it down. It is made up of the verb, to which is attached at the end an added part, o. It stands for it, referring to the word for number, which is masculine in Arabic. Listen.
Ktubu. Ktubu.
How do you say, write it down?
Ktubu. Ktubu.
Say to a man, write it down, please.
اكتبه من فضلك. اكتبه من فضلك.
Suppose you want to know the Arabic meaning of a word, wine, for example, given that your interlocutor knows some English so that you can use it in other situations. You could ask, what's wine in Arabic?
شو وين بالعربي؟ شو وين بالعربي؟
First, you use the word for what?
شو. شو.
Since there is no word for is, you use the word wine after it, literally asking, what wine? Here it is.
شو وين. شو وين.
The word for in Arabic stands for in the Arabic language. Here it is.
بالعربي. بالعربي.
The first B sound means in. The L sound that follows immediately is the definite article, meaning the Arabic, with the word language understood. Say the Arabic, meaning Arabic, or the Arabic language.
العربي. العربي.
Say in Arabic.
بالعربي. بالعربي.
Ask what is wine in Arabic.
شو وين بالعربي؟ شو وين بالعربي؟
Suppose you have come across an Arabic word whose meaning you don't know. You can ask an acquaintance what it means in English, if that person happens to know English. First, do you remember the word for English?
Inglesi. Inglesi.
How do you say in English, meaning in the English language?
Bil-Inglesi. بالإنجليزي.
Ask, what is شرطة in English?
شو شرطة بالإنجليزي؟ شو شرطة بالإنجليزي؟
If the person you're asking knows English, he or she may tell you it is police. How do you ask what شرطة is in English?
شو شرطة بالإنجليزي؟ شو شرطة بالإنجليزي؟
Do you remember how to say goodbye?
مع السلامة. مع السلامة.
Goodbye. This is the end of Unit 7.